From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Africa's ruling party said Tuesday that scandal-tainted President Jacob Zuma must leave office. Ace Magashule, Secretary General of the African National Congress, said the party's National Executive Committee has decided to recall Zuma, who has been discredited by corruption scandals.
And therefore, the National Executive Committee firmly believes that this situation requires us to act with urgency in order to steer our country towards greater levels of unity, renewal, and hope.
If Zuma refuses his party's instruction, the matter could go to Parliament for a vote on a motion of no confidence. The Israeli military judge overseeing the trial of a Palestinian teenager named Aid Tamimi has ordered all proceedings to take place behind closed doors. Tamimi's lawyers objected.
The judge said that that we couldn't give a good explanation why the door should be open. But the fact is that the right to have closed doors is of the minor, not of the court.
The 17-year-old girl is on trial for slapping a pair of Israeli soldiers outside her West Bank home. U.S. President Donald Trump urged congressional lawmakers to find a solution to the vexing problem of immigration reform, saying the window of opportunity is closing fast to protect young immigrants brought illegally to the United States as children. Trump tweeted on Tuesday, referring to the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, quote, "Republicans want to make a deal, and Democrats say they want to make a deal. Wouldn't it be great if we could finally, after so many years, solve the DACA puzzle? This will be our last chance. There will never be another opportunity." This is VOA News. The friend of former South Korean leader Park Geun-hye, who was at the center of an influence-peddling scandal that rocked the country's business and political elite, has been sentenced to 20 years in jail. Michael Brown has the details.
Choi Soon-shil, a confidant of Park, was convicted of receiving bribes from South Korean conglomerates, including Samsung, the world's biggest maker of smartphones and semiconductors, and the Lotte Group. Choi's lawyer said the verdict was too harsh and will file an appeal. The court also sentenced chairman of Lotte, the country's fifth-largest conglomerate, Shin Dong-bin, to 2 years and 6 months in prison and ordered his immediate arrest. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
North Korea's leader said he wants to improve the situation with South Korea after a high-level delegation returned from the Winter Olympics. Sarah Hemrajani has that story.
North Korea's foes are pushing for maximum pressure. But state media reported Tuesday Kim Jong-un wants to foster the, quote, warm climate of reconciliation after the Winter Olympics. Amid all this chatter, things have become far quieter at the border since the opening ceremony. A senior military official told Reuters the North has turned down the volume on its set of massive loudspeakers that blast propaganda 24/7. It's not clear if the South has followed suit. Both sides have sent out a sonic assault of rhetoric, news, and pop music at the DMZ since 2016.
Reporter Sarah Hemrajani. A warning has been issued by India's defense minister to Pakistan after gunfire erupted at an army camp over the weekend in the disputed region of Kashmir. Rosanna Philpott has that one.
Pakistan will pay for this misadventure.
A warning from India's defense minister to Pakistan. 9 people died after militants stormed the camp's family housing before dawn on Saturday, including 5 soldiers and 1 civilian, a soldier's father. India has pointed the finger at the Pakistan-based Jaish-e-Mohammed militant group. Pakistan calls that accusation unfounded and irresponsible.
That was Rosanna Philpott reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Tuesday the end of major combat operations against Islamic State does not mean the United States and its allies have achieved an enduring defeat of the militant group. Tillerson was speaking at a meeting in Kuwait of the U.S.-led global coalition against Islamic State. He also said Washington had decided to provide an additional $200 million of aid to stabilize liberated areas in Syria. German luge queen Nathalie Geisenberger claimed her second successive Olympic gold medal in the women's singles Tuesday to extend her nation's stronghold over the event to 20 years. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.